The story of Jesus and feeding the multitudes is quite a beautiful Bible story. We wonder at how Jesus could accomplish that wonderful, marvelous, experience. And really, we shouldn't wonder at that at all. When you live in the consciousness of the allness, when you live in the consciousness of the totality of everything, then, of course, you have everything. Jesus was teaching the multitudes out on the hillsides, and he had a very wonderful story to tell them, a story that has come down 2,000 years with very little change from whoever it was who reported the story. And the story told of all of the wonderful things that, if we would turn our attention to the power within us, if we had turned our attention to God within, if we listen to the Father within, if we turn to that realization and know that all things were possible by doing that, that the healing of the sick was not an uncommon thing, the blind seeing again was not uncommon, the dead even rising, as strange as it may seem in our way of thinking, it was not strange in the days of Jesus. So, you see, we have to look at things from a little different point of view today than they did then. As Jesus was talking to these many people, they say 5,000 people gathered on the hillsides, they followed him out of the country, out of the cities, from everywhere around. They didn't have television in those days, they didn't have theater, they didn't have anything to give them any entertainment. So when a passing evangelist came along, when a passing Messiah came along to tell the story that he had to tell, everyone went out to listen. They thought, well, let's hear what this guy has to say. They had no books. They had no other ways of communicating other than their voice and perhaps writing of some kind. But the passing speaker was always great entertainment. And so the people went out to hear him. And as they went out, they went further than they had thought. And they sat down and rested. Some of them were wise enough to bring their lunches along, but many did not. And so when it came time for a meal, when it came time to eat, as the disciples told Jesus, the people are hungry. And Jesus said, go among the people and gather what bread and fishes you can find, and let us see what we can do. And so they did. And they found only one young man who was willing to give up his spread. And they brought it to Jesus, a paltry little bit. And Jesus said, very good. And he said, now take this, as he broke the bread and as he broke the fish, and he said, take this and go and feed the multitude. Now the disciples looked at him as though he were a very strange person indeed. They have heard him give many commands to them, but this was one of the strangest ones that they had ever heard, that they should go and feed 5,000 people with these few little pieces of bread and fish in the basket. And so Jesus said, go do as I have told you, for it is done unto you, according to your belief. Go, do as I have told you. And the disciples went among the people, and they gave to each whatever it was they asked, and each ate to their full. And when they were done, the disciples returned to Jesus, and they showed him the basket, still laden with fish and bread. And Jesus said, and so it is. Now, can we do such amazing thing as this? Can we do such wonderful things as this? Well, we do all the time. We do all the time, but we don't label it quite in the miraculous way that Jesus had performed that experience. We label it as how strange that we can feed multitudes from the fields, that we can feed the people from the fish that come in from the sea, that though the population keeps growing and growing and growing, we still have enough food to feed them. You say, well, what about the hungry across the world, the the billions who are starving and who don't have enough food. Well, as the truth is known about these things, it is only selfishness that keeps these people from having adequate food. For adequate food is always available. It's always there. It's always available to everyone who wants to have it. And as people are in countries where they have starvation and they don't have enough to eat, other countries send them money and send them food. But there are those who would keep it from them, those who would be jealous, those who would like to take that money and use it for their own purposes. And they don't allow the money to be spread and given to the people. Now, this is how selfishness acts throughout all of history, and it acts that way even today. And you say, how could anyone be like Hitler and have the concentration camps and kill the Jews by the thousands and do away with them? Well, is that so strange? Look at the peoples in starving countries where their neighbor, their friends, their relatives are starving, and they take the money and they put it into their private pockets. They take the food and they dole it out. They even sell it to the people who are starving. And they make them pay for this food that was given freely by the countries of the world to help support and supply these people. You see, the little boy freely gave his few pieces of fish and his few pieces of bread. And Jesus took them and made them manifest for all the crowd. The crowd that even brought food with them and were not hungry too much, they took also, and they ate to their fill. Everyone ate to their fill. You see, we have this ability to feed the multitudes. And we do take this ability to feed the multitudes. We feed them all over the world. But with all of that, you can be sure that there were many people who had food with them who came to hear Jesus, who put their food under their clothing and took the food that Jesus had sent around, and they kept their food for later. This kind of selfishness is not unusual. It is universal and it is everywhere, and it is something that everyone experiences to a degree. But for us to think that was a miracle for Jesus to feed the multitudes from that small amount of food. Yes, it was. It was a miracle from the point of view that one man could speak his word and say, take this food and feed the multitude, and they did. Humanity today, those who are man's humanity to humanity, humanity today sends Red Cross supplies, sends food, sends medical supplies, sends glasses, sends all sorts of Peace Corps people to help the nations of the world to benefit from things they might not have benefited from before. How wonderful that is, how great that is, how super that is. And yet, what happens? There are those greedy ones who would keep it from them. They would make it so difficult for people to come into their country and help their starving people. They would make it so difficult for the UNO and United Nations people from coming in and helping and guiding and bringing to the people the very things. They say, no, no, we'll take care of it. We'll take care of it. And then they take care of it and they sell it in their stores. But so be it. I'm merely saying the miracle of Jesus feeding the multitudes was not such a great miracle. It was something that happens every day. We are not belittling that wonderful act that he had done, but we are merely saying, as he said, the things that I do ye may do also, and greater things than these shall ye do. And so it is we feed the billions on earth with the excess food that we have from our various countries. And we send them money, and we send them everything. But there will always be those who will want to hold back. There will always be those who will want to keep it from the people. They don't really care whether the people live or die. They merely want to get their money from it. Now, let us see that there is abundance on earth. Let us see that every single person on the planet earth has sufficient to eat and abundance overflowing. Let us see that every person on planet Earth is enjoying a healthy standard of living. Let us see every person on the planet Earth is enjoying harmony and peace and right action. And let us see that every one who would take from another, every one who would cheat or steal or lie or in any way violate the principles or the laws of our world, let us see them all right now, living in perfect harmony, right now. And that's all it takes. You see, what Jesus did was to teach a principle, and what we are to do is to live the principle. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.